Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to the Bent Entrepreneurship Podcast. I am your host, Kate, and I'm so excited to be back. Oh my gosh, it has been so long since I did an episode, but I can explain, guys, I can explain. So, I'm learning there are problems that arise along this podcasting journey that I never imagined would affect me because I'm a planner. I always, you know, got my eye on the prize and I know what I want. So what is happening is I recorded an episode with my brother, my younger brother, and the episode was intended to let you guys know what the perspective of the younger generation is, especially around money. And the episode was going to be so fly, so awesome, so cool. And then, technology. Who is technology? Can you really beat technology? Anyway, the long and the short of the story is I lost that episode. And I was so crushed for a bit because I didn't have a backup episode that I could release at the time. So, I just decided to let it be and give myself time to regroup and decide on whether or not I wanted to have that discussion again, because now he's back to school, so is my sister. It would be difficult to have that conversation now. But I did learn a thing or two from him that maybe I can share about the younger generation and their perspective of money. But first, I'd like to let you guys know what I've been up to. It's been, I think, 2 or 3 weeks since the last episode, and what has basically happened is my life didn't stop. I decided to be productive with the time that I had, just trying to figure out my content, my idea, my plans, because I always say our theme for this year is growth, so I have every intention of making sure that as your businesses are growing, so is this podcast. And for that to happen, as an entrepreneur, I also have to, you know, upskill and learn from others who are already experienced in the field. And so I joined the Google Hustle Academy, which I would highly, highly recommend to all you entrepreneurs out there. Because what it basically taught me is a lot about the tools that are available to me to grow my business, some of which I had never had or even considered. Did you know that LinkedIn had a blog? I didn't even know that. I learned that during those sessions. And I came out of that session knowing exactly what I needed to work on for my growth strategy to make sense. So I would recommend that if you feel you're at the point where you need to start scaling your business, this Google Hustle Academy is definitely worth your time. It just takes 1 week, and I bet you will not regret it. It's not a waste of time. It was fun. I gained networks from it. I learned a lot from my peers. There are people who are doing crazy, amazing things out here. And yeah, I mean, your network is your net worth at the end of the day. So that is what I've been up to. That's what I've been doing with my time. Besides that, I've just been putting together content ideas for the next couple of months as a lesson that things can backfire sometimes. And because I don't want to lose momentum, I've decided to just do this episode to catch you guys up. Then we will continue on our growth journey together from the next episode. But that said, I also did a poll on Instagram and LinkedIn just to try and find out from you, the parents, at what point do you start teaching your kids or talking to your kids about money and business? And I was happy to learn that a lot of you do that before your kids turn 7. So you start to tell your kids about money, you start to send them to the shops and tell them what that money can do for them. And I think that is one really productive way to manage money, if you ask me. So it's something that I'm really proud of from the perspective of a mother, that in Kenya and across the world, because I don't think my response is only Kenyan, a majority of parents are teaching their kids about money early. That's a benefit that we didn't have from our parents. I think for me, my earliest experience with money was from when I was about 9 years old, and it was because my parents bought me a savings box, and that's how I started to learn how to save, and that's when I used to go to the shop and all that. So that's when I learned what money is and what it can do for me. So when it came to my brother, his perspective on money was, again, based on what he had seen in his life. He told me that he saw his mom running her shop. He also used to have a friend who had a cyber cafe, and so he would see how these people made money, and he would help out in their shops, and he would be paid in kind a lot of the times, yeah. And this got me thinking that maybe that's the one thing that our Hindu brothers and sisters have got right, because they have the habit of teaching kids business acumen right from when they're really young, and it is such value for the kids to start learning the ropes early enough, such that by the time a child is around 6 or 7 years, they've already gone to the shop with their parents a couple of times. They have learned how their parents do bookkeeping. They're able to receive and make payments on behalf of their parents. And that is something I really admire, because they basically make it their life's mission to build a dynasty, an empire that their kids will be required to. A dynasty that their kids will be required to basically build for posterity, you know. Unlike, for example, someone like me, although me, I'm trying to change that, but unlike someone who is employed full time, and all their work, all their effort goes towards the dreams of the employer and creating wealth for the family of the employer and not for themselves. And unless you're a very smart investor and you're able to invest your money while you're working, you'll end up living on a pension. So you won't have much to give your kids when the time for you to retire comes. Which is why I feel like this discussion about kids and money is very important to have in this country. Another thing I learned from having that discussion on LinkedIn is that our education system, the 844 system that we had, that I went through, was mostly geared towards white collar jobs. And so most people were not prepared for what if I don't get a job. And you'll find what that does to the younger generation is that then your education is pegged, or rather your success in life is pegged on whether or not you do well in school. But truth be told, there are some people who have such great business acumen. They use their instincts and they're able to make amazing business decisions without being the top of their class in school. So I think that the CBC curriculum that has come on board might change that. It has the potential to, if our kids are encouraged early enough to learn about business and money and skills that they can use to monetize and grow, and also soft skills and you know what is necessary to make it in the business world as part of their curriculum, will be an interesting thing to see. I'm interested to see how it progresses. My son is ndani AU system. I have found myself drawing cows here in the middle of the night because that's what the teacher asked for, but I appreciate the change because for me it feels like my son will have so many more options than I ever did when it comes to what he wants to do when he grows up. So yeah, that's what I learned about youngins and money and what kind of gaps we need to close. Yeah, so a few learnings that then I found on the internet about how you can start to teach your kids about money. One, when you're teaching them math, teach them math with literal money. It really helps because they're able to relate what you're talking about, the value of money, with the actual thing that the money can do for them. Two, what my parents did back in the day, opened for me a children's account. Back in the day, it was Jumbo Junior. Nowadays, there are so many more. There are also some that are virtual, like with a product like Zimele, you can open a junior account for your child and manage it on their behalf. And you just need to get them a savings box, then transfer the money with the child at the point when you need to bank it. And I think that just teaches your child the concept of saving and the idea of what that money can do for them, because after they've saved all that, usually they have a goal, you know. So maybe they'll tell you they're saving because they want to go on a trip, or they'll tell you they're saving because they want to buy you a dress, you know. It shows the child what that value is that money holds. There's also for teenagers, Centonomy has this amazing product called Centonomy Teens. I will definitely enroll my son when his time comes. But in it basically teaches again the young people about how to deal with money, good money habits, bad money habits, and even elements like investment at such a young age, you know, because at that point in time, you'll find yourself, because it's between preteens and adulthood that I believe you come across the most money that is not yours, quote unquote, in the form of pocket money, in the form of allowances that your parents give you without an expectation of it going back. When you become an adult, that expectation dies. So whatever money someone gives you have to pay it back. So if you're able to teach a child, or rather a teenager, how to manage their money at that point, they will forever be responsible with money. So I believe that is a good place to start if you have a teenage child and you are not confident about their money management activities. You can just look it up and enroll your child in the class. And I promise you, it will be value for your money. You can also subscribe to a few YouTube channels that give financial information that would be helpful to your child. I'll leave that to you to go and do your research, because there are quite a number of YouTube channels that offer financial literacy, and some of them break them down better than others. So I'm still in the process of researching for myself which ones I would expose to my kids. But until then, making use of tools like social media to learn about money, or to teach a child about money, is definitely a plus. That's a benefit that our parents never had, but I'm sure Generation Z parents are definitely at the forefront of using those tools to teach their kids about money. Finally, as you usher your child into adulthood, it's important to sit them down and have a conversation about money the same way you would have a conversation about sex, about the birds and the bees, about boyfriends and girlfriends. It's important to have a conversation about money, because what I learned is if your child goes into the world without an understanding of what money can do for them, or where they can get money, or what sources of money are okay and which ones are not, what kinds of businesses are okay to do, which ones are not, it's very easy for them to find themselves in situations in this world that they're not able to get themselves out of. So it's important for you as a parent. It's actually your parental duty to talk to your kids about their financial futures. And those conversations are just as important as talking about their hygiene, because it sets a precedence for how their relationship with money will be going forward. And I'm not here to sort of criticize our parents for not doing a better job. I believe they did the best they could with what they could. Truth be told, there's no formula for teaching your child about money. It's just making that decision to expose them as much as possible to what the world of money looks like today. There's so much opportunity for us to grab to relay this kind of information to our kids without also overwhelming them, because they're still young and there's so much they can't do until they're legal. But as a parent, I think it's important to have those conversations. It's also important to try and identify your child's strengths early enough so that you can start grooming them, because that could possibly lead to an income stream for them, which needs to be nurtured and built into something formal enough to become a career. So it's important for us to keep an eye on our kids, make sure that we know them inside and out. I know that we parents of today have a bit of a challenge having to work long hours just to, hey, survive in this economy. But it's still our obligation to make sure that we set up a future that is good enough for our children. And that starts by involving them. Have you ever seen how, when a child is involved in something from the word go, they immerse themselves completely and they thoroughly enjoy that thing? But if you introduce this thing to a child much later, once they're already set in their ways, chances of rebellion are much higher. So I believe that, yes, we are on the right track if majority of our parents are already having conversations with kids about money, about business, about what they'd like to do when they grow up. And just setting a precedent for a good enough conversation around what the future looks like. I really appreciate that. And for the parents who have not had such conversations with their kids, it's never too late. You can always start now and guide your child towards the future that they deserve. So, I have been your host, Kate. It has been my pleasure just catching you guys up on what I've been up to and giving you feedback on the episode that you'll never get to hear. I'm so sorry, guys. Technology is a bitch. But yeah, it's been fun, it's been real, and I hope that the takeaways from this episode are worthwhile to you. And I look forward to hearing your feedback. Please feel free to leave me a comment on all our socials. That's the Bent Entrepreneurship Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. It's just Kate Bezalel. And I really, really look forward to hearing from you. Small announcement, we'll be having our first ever live on Instagram on Saturday, the 14th of May. And it's just going to be the bomb. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nice. We'll get to know each other. So please feel free to drop by. It's going to be nice to meet you all. Come ready with your questions, either business related. I can answer a few personal, depending on how personal they get, but I really look forward to that engagement with you, my audience, so that I can get to learn more from you and we can learn more about each other. So, have a good night, have a good week, have a fantastic, fantastic week ahead. Bye, guys.